Okay. I said you have to love this place. It's, there's some things you can't write in the program. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. My name is Kathy Converse. I've been here for over 30 years and served in lots of different committees and positions. I'm currently the president of the group. And some of us are bringing our best selves to this space, and some of us are bringing our struggling selves. All of us are welcome here. All of us are loved. All of us are imperfect, but we're here to drop our defenses and trust what happens in this space is powerful and life-giving. Together, we affirm that this day and our being together can make us braver, more compassionate, and wiser than when we woke up this morning. We welcome you here. Let us move into the service, willing to be authentic with each other, honest within ourselves, and open to connection in all its forms. We have a few announcements, as well as those you'll find in your program and on the Prairie News on the website. Women's group will be meeting next weekend on the 7th via Zoom. All women connected with Prairie are welcome to attend, and you can bring other friends. Next Sunday is Soup Sunday. Please join us after the service for lunch and conversation. A sign-up sheet has already been sent out if you look in your email for this dinner, lunch. Suggested donation is $5 for adults, with visitors, newcomers, and kids are always free. We're going to have our chalice lighting titled The End of the Beginning by Katie Geflin, which is going to be read by Millianne Converse.
We call forth the life of our faith by igniting our chalice. This spark of new beginnings invites us into a sacred space to reflect where we have been and where we are going. Even knowing that this particular flame will intentionally end with our ritual extinguishing, we fear not its end. For we know with brave hearts that from every ending of our lives, we are sent forth to make a new beginning.
Thank you, Millianne. Our opening music is 235 in the Gray Book, Singing the Living Tradition. And Dan is going to accompany us. Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Oh,
John, there we go. Sorry. It's time for our story for all ages. Freedom Soup by Tammy James, read by Randy Converse. We're kind of having a family thing here. Kids and adults are welcome to join Randy up front to listen to the story. And there's also afterwards, I think there's some games and things on a back table for the children. Sharing. You may have to sit down to get.
Back here? Okay. This is a story from the country of Haiti. Today is New Year's Day. This year, I get to help to make Freedom Soup. Tigran says, I've got a heart made for cooking, and it's time I learned how. Outside, snow is piling, cottony thick. Inside, warm, sweet air flows. Haitian Kumpa pours through the speakers. The shake-shake of maracas vibrates down to my toes. Tigran's feet tap-tap to the rhythm. We pause our dancing, and Tigray says, first bell, this is Apis. She places the pilon between my knees. Click-clack, click-clack. Together, we mash the garlicky herbs to the kompa beat. Then we add it to our meat and let it rest. I'm told it marinates for 24 hours. Next is your favorite, the pumpkin. Tigran smiles and pulls it out of the boiling water. Ribbons of steam dance up to the ceiling. She lets me peel the pumpkin. The skin melts off like butter. Then Tigran browns the meat in a new pot and gathers the rest of the ingredients. Pumpkin, herbs, potatoes, carrots, cabbage, and celery. Your turn, she says. One by one, I slide the ingredients into the bubbling liquid. The pumpkin-y garlic smell swirls all around us. Know why they call it freedom soup, Tigran says? Because it's free? It's the same answer I always give. Tigran laughs her loud, belly-deep laugh. Oh, Belle, there's nothing in this world is free, not even freedom. She begins to tell a story, the same one she tells every year, a story of the place she was born, Haiti. Long ago, my country was a land of sugarcane and coffee fields, and my people were enslaved, working under the fiery sun, growing vegetables, making soup for their masters, soup they were never allowed to eat themselves. Freedom soup was only for the free. No soup for New Year's? My face feels hot. And then what happened, I ask. Years passed. My people's hands were tired, spirits shattered, blood shed, freedom stolen, pride gone. Enough was enough. It was time to fight and win back their freedom. The trumpets blares. I hear it, Tigran. The revolution is here. The kumpa beat drums through my skin. I see them, the fire dancing in their eyes, and they fight to take back what is theirs. I see the colors of freedom. The tan streets of Port-au-Prince, covered in broken black chains, kettles of hot yellow soup, a sweet pumpkin-y garlic aroma filling the air. I see Tigran's people, my people, eating soup to celebrate the end of slavery, eating soup to celebrate the start of freedom. We clap our hands and sing to the sky. Haiti is free! Freedom soup for everyone! Tigran lowers the flame while I throw in the pasta. My grandmother taught this tradition to my Mon Mon, who taught it to me. I taught it to your mother. And I'll teach it my children one day. Tigran's dark sky eyes smile as we rest in the living room, and she pulls me in real close. And they share it with everyone who will come after. The pumpkin-y garlic smell scents the air as cousins, uncles, and aunts arrive and dance. We share stories of Tigran's faraway stand and cause... We share stories of Tigran's faraway island and work for freedom. Again and again and again. What a lovely soup you make, Belle, they say. I puff out my shoulders wider than the Haitian mountains. Stand so tall I can almost touch the moon. All around, just like my family, people gather and share. In our house, we celebrate until the last drop of soup is gone, gone, gone. That's the end, folks. Any young at heart that want to come back to the table, we'll start our work back there.
We'll now have a moment of silent meditation. Our presenter for today is Barb Park. So I'm Barb Park. Barb is ill. So what we're doing today is we're going to have some small group activities. You see you're at tables, you see on the table. There's paper, and we're going to discuss the activity. We'll have an activity in here, and then we'll make our way outside to a fire bowl, where you can announce your wish and burn a symbol or phrase of what you want to let go. I am reading Barb's writings. Well, today is January 1st, the beginning of a new year. Today we're going to say goodbye to the old one and welcome the new. When I think of this transition, I think of the Roman god Janus. He is always portrayed as a head with two faces, one looking back and one looking forward. And if you look on your program, there's the head here with looking forward and looking backward at the same time. He was the god of portals, transitions, passages, and new beginning. All Roman ceremonies began with a recognition of Janus. We get the name of January from him. So today, like Janice, we're going to look both back and forward. Looking back, this has been a year of mixed blessings. On the positive, we were able to spend more time in groups, travel, and reconnect with people. Many of us saw family members for the first time since 2019. At Prairie, we made it meeting in person for the entire year with a committee carefully watching the ups and downs of the pandemic. Officially, in quotes, masks came and went and came again, but in practice, everyone just kept them on. That turned out to be smart because we had more of our members and friends test positive for COVID this year than all the previous years. Fortunately, the availability of the vaccine greatly reduced the severity of the infection. On the negative, we've suffered significant losses. Many in this group have lost beloved family members during the past year. Just in the past week, we've lost three people dear to this community. First, Rose Smith, then Evelyn Kane, and now Phoenix Wardell. The loss of these loves leaves a hole in all our hearts. So like Janice, as your program this morning, we'll be looking both backward and forward. There's paper on your tables. You can spend the next few minutes writing down what you would like to leave behind with the end of 2022. This should be easy for everyone. At the end of the program, we will all march outside and burn those scraps of paper. On a different piece of paper, write down what you're looking forward to and 2023. After you finish writing, there'll be some time if you want to share your thoughts with others at your table, if you're comfortable in doing so. If there's something extra special, there will be a short time after that for sharing with the group. And I would comment that those of you who are on Zoom can be connected together as a group on Zoom for any discussion after you finish writing your statements. So everybody getting to the point of done discussing at your tables? Okay, hello. We have some time. If there's anyone who would like to come forward and briefly share what things you want to let go of from 2022, or if someone wants to come up and say what their wishes are for 2023. So if you're in the room and feel comfortable, can you come up to the mic so that those on Zoom can see who is talking? And people on Zoom can leave it in the chat and John or Nancy will pick it up.
Nancy Schraffnagel, she, her. Something wonderfully huge has changed in my life, and this has just been recently in about the past month. My mother was crazy, and one of the things she did was she criticized me about most everything, most all the time. So I'm 70 years old, and I've still had her voice in my head, and not only her voice, my own voice, criticizing myself. And I was talking to my therapist, and she said to me, "You're a grown-up, you can do what you want." And I said, "Okay, that's my mantra. I'm a grown-up, and I can do what I want." And so what I have done is I've suspended judgment. I no longer criticize myself, and it's just been so freeing, and it's just huge. That was my symbol tree thing.
Hi, I'm Nevena Smith, she, her. This year was kind of easy because there's a clear definition. So I'm leaving behind a life of caregiving, 9.5 years. And that's now in my past. So I'm looking forward to a life of my own. And that involves more creativity, more travel, and spending more time with friends.
Hi, Kent Winger, he, him. So I'm not going to read my whole list here, but as far as hopes go, sort of my big hope is the same as I feel like has been about the last 5 or 6 years, is I hope the new year doesn't suck as much as the last year did. Because I think the last year that I didn't have some like really major crisis in my life was 2016. So, you know, not even counting COVID or something. And honestly, 2023 doesn't really look like it's going to be any less filled with crises, because kind of the opposite of Nevena, I'm going more into the caregiving mode. And as far as things I'd like to leave behind, one of the things is my parents' house, because that's where my dad had his accident. And there's still absolute tons of crap that we have to get rid of before we can sell the house. And really, I'd like to just set it on fire and burn it to the ground. But that seems like a not very practical option. So I'm holding off on that for now.
Hi, I'm Robin Proud, she, her. Well, a lot of us had sadness this year, and I don't necessarily want to get rid of sadness, because sometimes that's appropriate, but I wanted to get rid of regret, resentment, and worry, and isolation. So getting more connected is something for the new year, being able to contribute to other people. And then I think I'm going to make the resolution to have fun every day.
Okay. No, you read.
Forget war.
I'm Barbara, she, her, and I have something that I have to let go of. All of a sudden, in July, my sister stopped communicating with me in any way, shape, or form. And it has stayed consistently like that. And I have been very sad, and I am getting a little more angry as it goes on. And I'm just going to let go of that. She has her life, she has her reasons, and I don't need to spend time like, being mad at my sister. She is on the autism spectrum. She does have some issues that every person doesn't have. And I do love her and I miss her, but don't need to go whirring around in my head about her.
I'm Judy. Whoops.
Judy likes to make a big entrance.
I just touched it. Well, this reminds me, I think, of a movie or somewhere where the main character was always saying, "I ruin everything." So, what I'm giving up this year is what I've been working on in 2022, the second half. I realized that a huge part of my thinking during the day went to thinking about the past, way back in the past or the near past, all the people who were mean to me and hurt feelings, and the times that I screwed up and just was mad at myself. So there's me thinking all my depressing thoughts. And what I'm going to do about that in 2023. I'm putting an end to it. That's all over. The past is done. There's nothing I can do about it. So I'm just going to do my best to be the best person I can be, which, you know, is a real challenge. But that's what I'm going to be doing this year.
Hi, I'm Rachel Scott, she, her. And what I would like to leave behind in 2022 is grief for my father. He passed away in August of 2021, and I still miss him. And it would be nice to start moving beyond my grief. That's one thing I would like to have in 2023, is kind of a new beginning. And also realizing my full worth as a person, because I don't always feel like I'm always worth that much. But I also want to stay positive too and do more art, because I like doing art. And I'm in the process of learning the Japanese language, and I'd like to learn more of it. Yeah, so that's what I would like to look forward to in 2023.
Ken Skog, he, his. I didn't think I'd come up here and say anything until I heard Robin almost speak word for word my thoughts. I, like a number of others here, have lost a loved one. And as Robin said, I don't want to lose the sadness. But I do want to continue the connection with my wife. So best I think I can do there is to kind of keep the joy in the things she took joy in. I certainly look forward to connections this year, more connections with you folks and with other folks, and the activities that we enjoyed together. So.
Rick, he, his, his. I resolve to waste less food. I buy a lot of food, and I pretty much eat it alone. Marilyn's got her own menu. I feed her periodically and do things, but a lot of it goes to waste, and I'm going to resolve to improve that. I resolve to start making amends within my family for the problems that we've had in the last 10 or 15 years after both our parents were dead. Then problems arose, and I don't know if anybody else has had that experience, but that happened in our family. I'd like to accept what I dislike but cannot change. This will be difficult for me. Even harder. Janice, you know of my impatience. Help me give it away. And then I better resolve this, or we're in deep trouble. Let my inattention to financial matters be resolved. I tend to put off things that so far have not been too problematic, but they may build up. Kent, if you'll burn my house, I'll burn yours.
Okay. We're going to move on to sharing our offering this quarter. We're sharing with Just Dane. which runs Healing House. And this is a place where homeless families can stay while a member recovers from surgery or some kind of illness. And it also helps people that are returning to the community from prison. Our offertory is Tanguito by Dante Yank, performed by John Wonderland. Thank you, John, for that great interpretation. We have closing words. Am I doing the closing words? Barbara. I'm sorry, this is a little last minute reorganizing this morning.
Please turn to page 544 in your hymnal, and it is entitled New Year's Day. Very appropriate. I will read the first paragraph and you follow the every other one. Okay. The 1st of January is another day dawning, the sun rising as the sun always rises, the earth moving in its rhythms. So it is. Everything is the same, bound into its history, as we ourselves are bound. What shall we do with this great gift of time this year? We are the hearts and minds, the hands and feet, the embodiment of all the best visions of our people.
The new year can be new ground for the seeds of our dreams.
Let us take the steps forward together onto new ground.
At this time, we're stopping the recording. Many people have stood up and spoken what was happening in their lives. If there's anyone who hasn't had